Omitak yapi la hihaniki inske achante waste na pechius pape. This morning I greet you all my relatives, and I want to greet my grandfather, Chief Oliver Red Cloud. Thank you for coming here today to be with us, Grandfather. On the Pine Ridge, we're the Oglala Sioux Tribe, as they call us. We're the Oglala Band of the Lakota Nation. We're the largest band of the largest campfire of the Lakota, Dakota, Nakota people. We have an IRA government there, 1934 Indian Reorganization government there. We have a treaty council there, of which Grandpa here, Chief Red Cloud, is the head of the treaty council. The treaty council is comprised of representation from all of the Lakota, Dakota, Nakota people, and together they make decisions collectively for our people. This form of decision-making predates Columbus. This form of decision-making was here before Columbus came to this hemisphere. This form of decision-making was here before the Roman Catholic Church. This form of governing was here before the Papal Bull of 1493. Our way of life, including our decision-making by our leaders who govern us, predates this papal bull. What this resolution is about is really good, and I support it. From our NGO, Bring Back the Way, our tribal government passed a resolution. The IRA government passed a resolution opposing the papal bull, and those were handed out yesterday. I'm having some more brought up here in case anybody didn't get one and would like to look at it. Tyson, did you bring me that box? It's sitting right out front. Remember where that horse bag was in and the cameras? Yeah, the whole box. Thank you, Takoja. What we want to do here at this summit is take a collective action about this papal bull. A couple of years ago, we were at the United Nations, and we met with the Holy See, and we talked with him about this particular papal bull, that it is one thing that connects all of the indigenous people in the Western Hemisphere as an instrument of oppression. And we told him, the Holy See at the UN was Leo Cushing. We told him that we did not like the papal bull, doctrine of discovery, and that we felt it was inhumane. We felt it was inhumane because it did not recognize the indigenous peoples already living on this land. It did not recognize us because we were not Christians organized under the Catholic Church. And we told him that to us, in our eyes, it's a violation of our human rights. In what we call North America, this doctrine of discovery is still being used against us today as the basis of many laws in the area of American Indian law in North America. I'm not sure how it is in Canada or among our relatives to the south, but in North America, the government, the United States government, really uses this papal bull as an instrument of oppression. They base the taking of Indian land, the illegal taking of Indian land, on this papal bull. They base their laws of oppression toward our people and the illegal taking of land, the violation of treaty rights, on this papal bull. It's a very harmful document to us here in North America. And when we pulled this summit together, we decided that one of the goals had to be for us to form an organized resistance against this papal bull as indigenous people in the Western Hemisphere. So I'm really thankful to Julie for drafting this resolution, and I'm really thankful for our brother Tupac for his visionary insight to this. In a way, asking our treaty council to take action on this is very demeaning. because they are traditional decision makers who represent large Teochpa'i. And the Catholic Church is basically an organization. So to ask our treaty leaders to take action on this, I feel, is demeaning, because we represent a large population in what they call North America. This Catholic Church is nothing but an organization who creates its own laws. Our laws are made by the Creator. Our laws by the Creator tell us all land is sacred. And we recognize that. We have special ceremonial locations, such as Bear Butte. And later today, we're going to have a dialogue on principles of agreement. Tupac is the one who brought this area of interest to me at a conference last fall in the Southwest when we went to march to protect the petroglyphs among the Pueblo and other tribal nations down there. And I told him that I thought that was a very valuable tool that we could use to work together, to work collectively on these issues such as the Papal Bull. And yesterday I was visiting with Carrie Dan, and we were talking about words and how when we use the white man words, we lessen, we decrease our own understanding of places sacred to us, like Matopaha. Sacred site, she said, isn't an appropriate term because all of land is sacred. And that's what we believe too. So later on, when we get to that piece of work, I want to ask Carrie if she could share her wisdom on those words and how they weaken our attempt to form a collective action around these concepts. And I heard her ask Julie to interpret and to explain the meaning of conceptual. And she's correct. We really need to be careful that we have a collective understanding of these terms. So I wanted to say that this resolution coming from the summit will be a document that we can all use to take home to our communities, to sit with our grandmas and our grandpas, our aunts and uncles, nieces, nephews, brothers, sisters, as family members, and have this discussion with them about this papal bull and making a stand against it. That's what this document will do for us. It'll give us something to take home all the way across the Western Hemisphere. We gathered here from the four directions. So it'll be a very powerful circle when we begin to engage in this collective action. So I thank Tupac for his words of recommendation to insert as the second, therefore be it resolved. Those are the action parts. The whereases are the philosophical statements. The action that we're going to take is in the therefore be it resolved sections. And he gave a very good recommendation to add on to this resolution, so I want to thank him for that. I just wanted to provide a bit of clarity that when we go home and have a Black Hills Sioux Nation Treaty Council meeting, at that point we will take this resolution to our Treaty Council. There are several other men who sit with Grandpa Oliver, and it will be on the table as something for our Treaty Council to endorse. When they endorse this document at an official Black Hills Sioux Nation Treaty Council meeting, all of the delegates will go home to their home territory and take it back to their bands. They represent their bands on this treaty council. So what we come out of here with, we're going to take back to our treaty council. Maybe there's a treaty council like that in Western Shoshone land. Maybe there's a treaty council like that where our brother Tupac comes from, where our relatives from Ecuador come from. our relatives from up in Canada. We can all take this home to our people and say, this is what we did up there. We recognize the doctrine of discovery as an instrument of oppression. And we want it to end. We want to end the use of the conceptual doctrine of discovery of 1493. And then we educate our people about it. And in our own home territory, we decide how we're going to work to end the use of it. So this piece is really tied to the principles of agreement that Tupac brought up to me last fall in the Southwest. Those principles of agreement will help us to define how we work together in the collective process. So these actions that we're going to take today are all interwoven into each other. They'll make the piece of a puzzle come together on how we can work collectively. This will really be helpful to us because many laws of the American government are based on this papal bull. And nobody has ever taken a stand against this, an official stand against this. Our tribe did. The people along Wounded Knee Creek did. And it's kind of demeaning to ask our treaty councils to take action on it because our form of government predates Columbus and the Pope and the Catholic Church. Our people were well into living our ancient way of life before Jesus was ever born. But yet, they use it as an oppressive document, so we have to take this action.